This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't get this. You know, I see all these other journalists, you know, they get to report on some pretty heavy-duty news, you know? Trade issues with China, border wall security, the economy. My headline today, the romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce recall. Come on. Doctors' lives have got to be, you know, a doctor's life is some of the most fascinating. I mean, you know, we're supposed to be like 24/7 excitement, delivering babies, dealing with gunshot wounds, somebody bleeding out, Viagra that caused a greater than 4-hour erection. It should never be a dull moment. So why on earth, when a doctor takes, you know, to the radio waves, her biggest headline is some romaine lettuce is safe to eat according to the FDA. Are you kidding me? Come on, give me something juicy. Give me that. Yeah, you know what? No, honestly, the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, they kind of suck. Not the GCN. GCN Network guys, they're awesome. But the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is based in Las Vegas. And I really don't know what to do with these doofuses. I mean, can they come up? They're not even here today. I am in the studio, and there is nobody from the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. I'm looking around. It's like nobody here. It's like, where the hell is everybody? And all I get sent for my headline opener is about the romaine lettuce outbreak. This is ridiculous. There is no way my ratings are going to come anywhere near Rush Limbaugh's with this sort of BS going on. I don't know. Nevada legalized marijuana, so my guess is the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is all baked right now. There is a Dr. Dahlia Show news team. They even have placards on their cars. So if a cop pulls them over, you know, the cops are really, really cool. They know me. So, you know, people can name drop and they go, oh, I'm on the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. Yeah, you don't want to name drop me. All right, well, let's get to the headlines. Gosh, it's ridiculous. I'm putting on my glasses. Everybody drink some coffee. Yawn. Here we go. But this is important. All right. According to the FDA, it is now safe to eat some romaine lettuce. Remember right before Thanksgiving, everybody was packing up, getting ready to go for the holiday, right, at the CDC. And then all of a sudden, we get a tweet from the CDC in the ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth or 11th hour, going, guys, don't eat any romaine lettuce. If you're not sure, just don't eat it. We'll figure it out later, so to speak. I'm rephrasing the tweet. Because obviously they were on the way out, right? They were getting out of Dodge. So I had very publicly asked somebody to clock back in, right? To kind of figure out what the hell's going on with the romaine lettuce. Because restaurants had to stop serving Caesar salad. That's a big crisis. Especially in the West. California, where there's like lettuce on everything, right? Because everyone's vegan over there. The state almost crumbled. So the FDA had very rushedly figured out what the hell was going on. And they feel that the lettuce was from the California Central Coast region. So health officials said the romaine lettuce leads to the deadly E. coli outbreak that sparked an alert. Entire last week to avoid the lettuce appears to be from the California Central Coast. The FDA said romaine lettuce from other locations should soon be labeled with harvest dates and regions so consumers know that it's safe to eat. So they say don't eat romaine lettuce that doesn't have the label information. For romaine that doesn't come with packaging, grocers and retailers are being asked to post the information by the register. Okay, now let's just stop for a second here.
Okay?
The romaine lettuce, when I go and buy a vegetable or a fruit, with the exception of the price, I really don't read anything. And then I throw a whole bunch of stuff. I usually buy my produce first. Because once I get to the carbs, I'm in no mood to get vegetables. So I'll get my produce first. And then it'll be at the bottom, all crunchy, because you don't want your chips. I buy my chips last, right? I buy the bread last, because otherwise it's at the bottom of the shopping cart, and then it gets all smushed. So what I do is I buy the vegetables first, because who cares if they're smushed? I mean, you know, mashed green beans, who gives a damn? They're still going to taste like crap. So for them to think that I'm going to go up to the register when I've been in line now for 20 minutes upset that I even had to buy vegetables, that I'm going to stop and read and try to compare if my lettuce is okay. The grocery store shouldn't be selling the lettuce. The grocery store should not be selling the lettuce. So what happens? If I'm up there, I go up there and the grocery store goes, oh, you know what? That's one that I don't believe is clear. Well, then what the hell is it doing on my hand? As of Monday, the FDA said 43 people became ill in 12 states due to the outbreak, and another 22 people were sick in Canada. Since romaine had a shelf life of about 21 days, health officials said last week they believed contaminated romaine could still be on the market or in people's homes. Well, then call Alpha Beta or VODs or whoever and go, guys, throw the romaine out. The FDA last week advised anyone who had romaine lettuce at their homes or businesses to withdraw and destroy the leafy greens. Also, maybe it was the FDA that was on their way out of Dodge. Well, somebody said, just guys, we'll deal with it on Monday. So that's the headline. Yeah, we do have other news. Actually, this caught my eye. I don't need the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. This caught my eye. Apparently, they're saying all these driverless vehicles are going to mean more people are going to have sex on the road. Okay, now see that to me is a more exciting story than wilted lettuce that you don't even want to buy that has to be, you know, cross-checked at a register and price-checked. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I am not mean to The Dr. Dahlia Show news team. It's just that they suck. They suck. I mean, honestly. Yeah, I would really like to know where they are. All right. So, but big thanks to GCN. GCN's always there. They're always rocking it. And they're amazing. All right, so this caught my eye. They say, this is from NBC News. NBC News says driverless cars is going to lead to more sex on the road. They say driverless cars will have a transformative impact on the future. You think? They say it's going to shake up certain industries. It's going to change the way people live and work. They say it's also going to change the way people have sex. I'm still a little confused of the ergonomics with that, because as we age, there's not a lot of rotation that the hips can do. Pelvis. If there's not a way to do missionary, it's not happening for me. Just put that to rest. Well, but there's some young ones out there, so maybe they'll do it. They say, with the relative privacy of a car. Privacy of a car? I got an open Jeep. What kind of privacy is that? With the relative privacy of a car and no need to pay attention to the road, they say sex on the go, according to NBC News, will likely be common with the widespread adoption of self-driving vehicles. Now, this is according to a new paper published in the journal Annals of Tourism Research. The study reviewed papers on self-driving cars and cities to identify future trends around how self-driving cars will reshape the tourism industry. Am I just really prude? Is that something that a lot of people do? I've never, ever tried to have sex in a car. Especially when someone's driving. Okay, so that movie has been on cable. The one, I saw it in the movie theater. The one with Tom Cruise, where he works for the narcos in the 80s. Made in America or something like that. I forgot what the movie's called. And I guess there's a scene where he's flying a plane and he and the wife are having sex in the plane. I thought that was just a movie thing. Do people really do that? I mean, you would think the crashes would be publicized more, whether it's a car or a boat or a scooter. I just don't get. I mean, have I been missing out this whole time? I just thought when it, you have sex, you wait till after dinner. usually at night, you go to bed, last about 2 minutes, and that's it. It's like not. I didn't realize that there's like this whole world of, you could do it here, here, and here, like the airplane, the Mile High Club. The Mile High Club makes no sense to me, and I thought it was a lie because a airplane bathroom is really small. I had to bring, when one of my kids was babies, I had to bring the baby in there. And the only place I could put the baby is on the hook for the purse. So he was in his papoose, and I threw him on the hook so I could go to the bathroom. Because I was traveling alone, I didn't want to leave a baby, somewhere on a plane away from me. If there was barely room for me and my baby, how are two people fitting into a lavatory and able to move? Because you have to move a little bit. So I thought a lot of that was all fake, but I guess you guys need to school me, and maybe I'm wrong, but I just, again, that's something that Dr. Dahlia's show news team could have helped brief me on before the show. Now, well, what else did they say about this story? They go, I'm really getting old. According to Scott Cohen, Deputy Director of Research for the School of Hospitality and Tourism Management at the University of Surrey, he led the study, and he said, this is something that seems to have stimulated interest. 60% of Americans have already had sex in a car. Really? Man, if I ever come back on this earth, I still don't think I would do that. They say, but with driverless cars, it's more than just couples who might want to sneak a quickie. They say it's a new venue for sex tourism. Oh. They say sex is part of urban tourism, and commercialized sex is part of that, too. So it's quite likely that autonomous vehicles will lead to prostitution, whether legal or illegal, to take place in moving autonomous vehicles in the future. Cohen says he predicts sex and autonomous vehicles likely won't become a reality until the year 2040. So everybody can, put their wallets away. No need to go to the ATM. The same places where prostitution is legal and where regulations support the advancement of technology, those two strands will come together. Oh, I didn't think about that. Yep. Now, they say sex tourism was just a small part of the paper, but it obviously made some headlines. They say hotels will be affected in the future, particularly roadside motels, since people will just sleep in their cars as they travel. Now, that makes sense, too. You aren't going to have to pay for a hotel. You could just fall asleep. I would not trust my car. I would not trust it. He added that people will be more likely to choose a less expensive hotel outside a city center so they can rely on their self-driving car. There'll be job losses in industries linked to transit, like taxis, hop-on, hop-off bus tours,
Even restaurants may get burned. They say dining pods and self-driving vehicles will replace restaurants, allowing tourists to go on dining excursions. Are they talking about like Big Boy was in L.A.? I forget where it is, off of Ventura Boulevard. I think there was a Big Boy where you drive up and then somebody comes out on roller skates, like the 1950s. I don't know if that still exists, but I remember that in the 70s. Somebody would come out on roller skates and bring you your Big Boy burger, and I love Bob's Big Boy. Bob's Big Boy was so yummy. So I'm wondering if they're saying now, because you're going to be living in your car, well, you know what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to come up with a potty. I wonder if they're going to come up with some sort of way for somebody to go pee, kind of like they do in NASA. Although for girls, it's really hard. Girls, it's always hard. I don't understand that. You would think nature would make it much easier for girls to go to the bathroom than guys. I don't get that. There's got to be, I mean, I don't know. You know, you're holding a baby. You're trying to sit. You're trying to, like, keep your knees, you know, closed, right? You know, to, you know, protect the uterus and stuff. Not get a lot of infection. And no, we have to squat. I just don't get that. So they say by the year 2040, the majority of time Americans spend on the road will be in driverless vehicles, and people might simply be too engrossed in virtual reality sex to care about what's in the car. All right. Well, that's fascinating. And again, that's from NBC News, so that's wonderful. But that is interesting. Look at what our smartphones did. Our smartphones practically got rid of the watch, and then Apple had to go, oh, no, you know what? I'll come up with Apple Watches. So watches are starting to come back. Fitbits. Okay. So that's coming back. Smartphones got rid of the Polaroid and a lot of the cameras. Smartphones got rid of calculators. Smartphones got rid of these little, it wasn't a Google Maps. It was, I forgot what we would call it, but it was a navigator. Your phone started taking care of everything. I mean, our watches can check our heart. Later these things are going to be sensing our blood sugar. And so look at what happened just in the last decade, the last 10 years, with the technology with smartphones. So an autonomous vehicle could change it all. I mean, you know, your medical care, doing everything drive-through. Now, to me, that's going to worsen the obesity crisis because nobody's going to get out of the car. If you could do everything in your car, you're not even going to walk to a motel. You're not even going to, you know, try to find a bed to have sex. You're not even going to stop to go into a restaurant. So anything you do in your car that you have to stop and go out and do, you could order groceries from your car. As long as your car has this computer, you don't even have to go to a grocery store. You can do all that from your car or home. There may even be an argument that you may not even need to get into your car. If you're working from home, if you're ordering from home, there's delivery. That might be what ends up being the demise of the cars and making them go cheaper. It's because people don't really need to drive anywhere. You could just, you know. So, it's fascinating. But I really need to, man, I need to get out more. I had no idea. 60% of you guys. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, when we come back, we're being told that many videos on YouTube, when it comes to prostate cancer, are wrong. So, what are you guys listening and watching? Well, listen to me. I'm not wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with senators today to discuss reports that the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince is connected to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After the meeting, Pompeo was asked by reporters again if there's any connection.
There is no direct reporting connecting the Crown Prince to the order to murder Jamal Khashoggi. That's all I can say.
House Republicans remain in the majority for the rest of the congressional year. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy from California says they do have a few bills that need to get passed, and funding for the southern border wall is also something that needs to be done.
We've seen what is happening along the southern border. We know we need security down there. I think this is a place that the election is over. I hope the Democrats could find a way now to put politics aside, to actually put people before politics.
The president is hoping for $5 billion for border security, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
we have that moment, Dr. Dolly. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel for working the dials. So, YouTube videos about prostate cancer apparently may be dangerously misleading men that they don't need to get screened, or that injecting herbs into their prostates could cure cancer. This is according to a new study. They say in recent years, Americans have increasingly looked to Dr. Google instead of their actual physicians. And they say more than 60% of us spend time looking at medical issues online. And I get that. You know, we doctors did that to ourselves. First, you guys have to spend, you know, insurance companies, right, jacked up your co-pays and your deductibles. So when you come to a doctor, you got to pay them money for their advice. When you do go to a doctor, you have to wait in the waiting room for I don't know how long. And then when you see us, you don't really get a lot of time with us to answer all your questions. So you're like, to heck with that, I'm just going to go to Dr. Google. there is no real Dr. Google, but you go on Google and you could try to learn yourself. Now, I don't mind people self-educating. I think that's paramount. I mean, you need to be aware of your own, you know, issues. The problem is where are you guys getting your information? So they say a new study from New York University found that 77% of the 150 most viewed YouTube videos on prostate cancer contained misleading or biased information that may encourage patients to get unnecessary, aggressive, and dangerous surgeries. Every year in the U.S., nearly 165,000 new cases of prostate cancer are diagnosed. Aside from skin cancer, prostate is the most common form of cancer in American men. But that doesn't make a diagnosis any less scary to new patients or men concerned that they may have the disease. So they say this is likely why there are so many prostate cancer videos with so many views on YouTube. There are over 600,000 prostate cancer videos, they say, on the popular platform. More videos than there are people in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Each of those has an average of 45,000 views, some as many as 1.3 million views, which means people are really, attracted to that video, clicking on it, and then watching it. You can also see how long the engagement is on how long somebody will stay on a video. That's if you do the analytics. But researchers at New York University found that many of those videos contain incorrect information or do not comply with U.S. guidelines on how to talk to patients about cancer or define potentially confusing medical terms. They say most concerning is the higher the scientific quality of the research, the lower the viewership, and vice versa. So the most inaccurate videos are the ones patients are most likely looking to for solace and education. And that makes sense. So what's happening is if you have, let's say, a Harvard doctor or somebody who's an editor for the New England Journal of Medicine, and they go that prostate cancer screening is not recommended by the USPSTF, no one's going to listen. But if you have some guy going, all right, guys, look, my father had prostate cancer, and this is what happened to him. He did this, he did this, he did this, he was told this, and so if he hadn't gotten his PSA, he'd be dead. Now, who do you think they're going to listen to? They're going to listen to the guy who's in your face going, look, this is what happened to my dad. And you want to know what? I'd be swayed by that. Then somebody in glasses going, well, our research finds that the risk-to-benefit ratio is not, you know, that makes sense. You know, I'm kind of a result of that. The only reason why I've been on air all this time is because, and I tick off a lot of doctors out there, because a lot of doctors, you know, they want their profession to be very academic, and they like that. Some of the doctors, they really like the high esteem and the pedestal they're on. And I'm like, well, wait a second. But let's get real here. And so people listen to me because I'm more real. But trust me, I'm giving you guys, you know, information, but I'm also giving you opinion. My opinion? Yeah. We don't really have guidelines to screen. We don't have guidelines promoting the screening of prostate cancer in an average person. Yet in my practice, I screened. Somebody wanted their PSA checked. I did it. And then I would repeat it in a year to see if it rose. Because I don't care about the numbers in general and you know, whether we're saving money. I care about you individually. And if you think you might have cancer or you're worried about your risk, then go and get the test. You may have to pay for it yourself, but go and get the test. So they say one quarter of the videos verged on the promotional, demonstrating a bias towards new technology, and nearly 20% published complementary treatments. One video was about injecting herbs into the prostate. Now, I have a problem with that. They said one video said you inject herbs into the prostate as a treatment for cancer. That had more than 300,000 views. That's not good. It is not recommended. You are not supposed to be injecting anything. First of all, how do you inject anything up? I mean, I guess you'd have to have somebody inject that for you. I don't really know. I don't. But anyway, so we do have a lot of myths information and false information on that. They say the top YouTube result, if one searches prostate cancer today, besides an ad video about HPV that shows a teenage girl, was uploaded by UCLA Health, and it features urologist Dr. Mark Litwin and former Major League Baseball player Steve Garvey. They say the video begins with Dr. Litwin discouraging willy-nilly prostate cancer screenings, and a little more than halfway, Garvey tells his story and calls himself a disciple of UCL's prostate awareness efforts. Now, this one passes the NYU's litmus test, but the task force, the U.S. Preventive Task Force in 2012 recommended against screening all men. So let me tell you guys, what does the task force actually recommend? And this is why there's so much, you know, disarray. When you go to the task services, the U.S. Preventive Task Service website, this is what they say for men age 55 to 69. Now, that's way different from what I was taught with men over 40. But for men age 55 to 69, it's not a grade A or B, meaning highly recommended. It's a C grade. So they say for men age 55 to 69, the decision to undergo periodic prostate-specific antigen-based screening for prostate cancer should be an individual one. Before deciding whether to be screened, men should have an opportunity to discuss the potential benefits and harms of screening with their clinician and to incorporate their values and preferences in that decision. Screening offers a small potential benefit of reducing the chance of death of prostate cancer in some men. However, many men will experience potential harms of screening, like false positive results that require additional testing, possible prostate biopsy, overdiagnosis, overtreatment, treatment complications such as incontinence and erectile dysfunction. Now, they are right about that. If you have everybody getting pieces of the prostate chopped up, and then, oh, well, you know, maybe we need to take it out, you can have complications. So I get that. They say in determining whether this service is appropriate, patients and clinicians should consider the balance of benefits and harms on the basis of family history, race, ethnicity, comorbid medical conditions, patient values about the benefits and harms, screening, and treatment-specific outcomes, and clinicians should not screen men who do not express a preference for screening. Now, this was a change from last year because previously it was nope. We recommend against cancer screening. That was, I think, a D recommendation. So they laxed up a little bit because people wanted it, and African-American men were dying of prostate cancer. If you're over 70, the USPSTF, PSTF recommends against PSA-based screening if you're over 70. Now, they're starting to ease up, but when you go on YouTube and you watch these videos and you... You know, I would switch gears, ask me, look at Mayo Clinic, contact some of the universities, and contact your doctor. But careful with these YouTube videos. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
She's a lion. She's a lion. Lion.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember there was a Chinese scientist that trained in America at, I believe, Rice University? He had claimed that he made the world's first genetically edited baby. Now he says a second pregnancy is underway. The researcher, He Jiankui of Shenzhen, and I apologize for my pronunciation, revealed the possible pregnancy Wednesday while making his first public comments about his controversial work at an international conference in Hong Kong. He claims to have offered the DNA of twin girls born earlier this month to try to make them resistant to infection with the AIDS virus. Mainstream scientists have condemned the experiment, and universities and government groups are investigating. The second potential pregnancy is in a very early stage and needs more time to be monitored to see if it will last. Leading scientists said there are now even more reasons to worry and more questions than answers. They say the leader of the conference called the experiment irresponsible and evidence that the scientific community had failed to regulate itself to prevent premature efforts to alter DNA. Now, altering DNA before or after the time of conception is very controversial because the changes that can be inherited can then harm other genes that are relying on those other things to happen. It is banned in some countries, including the United States, except for lab research. So he defended his choice of HIV. See, that's one way scientists try to get around things, because they're like, look, I'm not doing it to make a designer baby. I'm not doing it to try to make it a blue-eyed, blonde, medical doctor, double D, you know, 125-pound. Okay, I'm not 125 pounds. But anyway, when a scientist says, yeah, I want to make a designer baby, everyone's like, oh, but they're like, oh, no, I want to prevent people against HIV. So it starts to make it a little bit more palatable. So he defended his choice of HIV rather than a fatal inherited disease as a test case for gene editing and insisted that the girls could benefit from it. He said they need this protection since a vaccine is not available. Now, some people are like, wait, what? Really? But I see that, you know, I see why there's this drive. When you're a scientist, you are just itching to do something new and or to come up with a new discovery. Then you could do a sidestep, make some lateral move, and then possibly market some things. So that's why the scientific community has to kind of watch each other. Because many people in science will go into economics, go into private industry. You know, it's interesting. When I went to medical school, I heard about doctors that would sell vitamins. And when this was in the 90s. And it was like, oh, no, that's bad. And I'm like, wait a second here. There's a conflict of interest. Now, I don't know if it's because that's what we were taught. I don't really remember anybody teaching us that. But I think there was this sort of stereotype that people would have if they did something not entirely medical, if they had sales a part of their, you know, their practice. So in the 90s, it was like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to be one of those doctors. Then I go out into practice, and people approach me, going, well, will you sell vitamin? Well, I'm like, no, I'm not selling stuff in my office. Well, will you sell this? Will you consider this? Will you consider this? And I'm like, no. At the same time, you're hearing doctors are bad business people. And remember, doctors are scientists. We're scientists first, okay? So we still have that, you know, core scientist values of testing a hypothesis and wanting to see the results and wanting to do better for science and health. You know, when you go through medicine, you do a lot of science. And so you are a scientist at your root, okay? And I keep hearing doctors are bad business people. And then people who would want me to sell their stuff out of my office would be like, look, this is why doctors, you know, have issues. And I'm like, I'll live. And the reason why I kept saying no is because I have to convince a patient to get a colonoscopy or to get a prostate cancer screening. Back then you could, you know, suggest it. Or to take their medication, or to take an additional medication for their diabetes, or to get a cystoscopy. I am like, I can't waste any energy trying to convince them to buy a $5 bottle of something. I need them to listen to when I want them to do these tests. Now, they're right. Some doctors are the worst business people. I was. Because I don't make money on the mammogram. I don't make money on the prostate cancer screening. I don't make money on you taking a second medication. Everybody thinks we do, but we don't. So then doctors were realizing that they were doing sales and marketing and PR pitches for everybody else. Everybody else is making money off the doctor. Now, I'll still recommend mammograms. I'll still recommend, you know, if you African American, if you're a high risk for prostate cancer, get the prostate cancer screening. But you slowly start to realize, wait a second here. You know, if I have to pick a vitamin, because I tell people to go and, you know, take vitamin or extra calcium or whatever, why not endorse a product? Now, for me, again, we never sold vitamins out of the office. I just never wanted to go there. But I did consider, I really liked certain brands. So I kept telling people, go get Centrum. Go get Centrum. And then, you know, why not have a formulation of a vitamin and sell it? That's okay. So I changed, even though I never sold them, I changed my attitude about doctors selling vitamins out of their office because I'm like, well, you know, we do recommend calcium. We do recommend vitamin D. We were at the time recommending vitamin A and vitamin E and selenium and CoQ enzyme. And, you know, we were recommending those. And I'm like, well, why not trust what you're selling? And you might as well. I mean, if you're recommending it, why not? My only problem is I didn't want to fall into that trap of somebody thinking I was just selling to make money. I couldn't explain to them, well, look, these are things I really care about. So I just didn't want to look like a salesperson. But you do a lot of sales. And so it's one of those things where on the outset, science and sales shouldn't really mix. And I'm still not convinced that they should. However, if you want more involvement and more engagement, sometimes that has to happen. You know? But where it gets murky is this doctor recommending I get a test because they make money on the test? And I was really frustrated because there was a couple, and they were new to me, and both of them had thyroid lumps. And I had seen one patient, I'd seen them a week apart. And I go, you have a thyroid mass, I want you to get an ultrasound. Then the next week, I guess the husband came in, I didn't even remember that I found a mass on the wife. But I filled his thyroid, you got a mass on your thyroid. So go to the radiology place, get the ultrasound. I'm not making any money on that. But they got mad and they said, look, you're fine. Now, they ended up having thyroid masses. So, I would like sales out of medicine if we can, so people trust. Look, I'm doing this for you. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.